Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
Yeah.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, March the 4th, Saturday, March the 4th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, I want to break down a three-step process or solution for behavior modification. As a behavior modification specialist, it's important to understand what I've been talking about the last 2 days, especially the last two shows, which is you get in life exactly what you order. So that means if you have stuff in your life that you don't want, that means you ordered the wrong thing. That means you got to change your order. It's not going to be done for you. The Bible says that when Christ was crucified, he looked up and he said that it is finished. The Bible also says that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. I remember when I lived in New Mexico, I met a guy by the name of Daryl Rutherford. I remember many moons ago, he wrote a book entitled The Being Solution. Now, this is an older guy, a multimillionaire. And when I met him, it was very interesting because I really didn't know who he was. And I remember I was working full-time, and I had a cleaning business when I had three churches that I used to go and clean at night. And with my family, my first wife, which, again, you guys know, especially for the regular listeners, and we used to go and clean. And I remember calling him after reading his book. And I remember asking him a question about this being solution. And in his book entitled Being the Solution, and I read the book at least about four or five times before calling him, and I couldn't wrap my brain around it. First thing he says, oh, yeah, you one of them preacher guys or ministers. And I said, yeah, I'm a minister. And he said, yeah, you guys always have a problem with understanding how to be the solution. I asked him, what do you mean by that? Now, I had read the book a couple of times, so I understood what he was saying. By you need to be the solution to the problem that you have. But if you got a problem, how the hell are you going to solve it? How are you going to be the solution? If I could be the solution, I wouldn't have a problem. So that's what I told him. I called him. I said, when I have a problem, I get stuck until I figure out that problem. And if I can't figure out the problem, I self-destruct. Now, everybody's not like that. Thankfully, you know, hopefully you don't have that personality flaw that I got. And so today I need you to understand something that's very important because it's very dangerous to be the wrong person in the wrong role. So I've got a question for you today, and the question is, who are you being? Now, being as I've determined it, my good brother, you know, Dale Rutherford has a different definition for being. My definition is more of a biblical-based definition. Being is a mental disposition. Now, being is a ruling disposition. Biologically, as I have in my book, The Biology of Behavior, being is a neurological network. Now, today's message is short and sweet. All I need is about a good 20 minutes of your time today. I'm going to be scaling back a lot on the shows, especially on the weekends. I'm going to be spending with the weekends with my family because one of the mistakes that I made is what I'm telling you today is that I was being a therapist instead of being a father and being a husband. See, my wife doesn't need a therapist. And my children, they don't need a life coach. Now, it's great for me to tap into that role every once in a while when needed to solve that problem. But I need you to understand that in order to remove barriers in the life, you have to be the solution to that problem. That's what Dr. Rutherford was saying. That's what now I understand. And he has another book called So Why Aren't You Rich? Now, I've read all of his books, and a lot of them have a lot of great stuff in it, and I highly recommend his books. And, again, I'm not getting paid to, you know, pump him up or anything. It was just, you know, he has some great information. But I would highly recommend, especially for people that's a part of my program, for you to understand these three steps. Be, do, have. Now, you can rotate them around, have, be, do, be, have, however you like. But at the end of the day, what you think determines what you do. What you do determines what you have. So if you want to change what you do, you need to change what you think. Now, if you want to change what you have, if you want to change your stuff in your life, you need to change the behavior in your life. And if you want to change the behavior in your life, you need to change the thinking in your head. And see, most people have a difficulty understanding that three-step process. And then once you do understand it, then you may make the mistake that I made, is you may think the wrong thoughts at the wrong time. Now, I can go to a library, and I could think about a football game, a Super Bowl, or a great high school game that I saw, and I could think about the winning touchdown, and I could think about, for example, jumping up and screaming and yelling at the top of my lungs, because I'm thinking about the football game while I'm at the library. So if you are thinking the wrong thoughts while you are at the wrong place, you're going to get the wrong response. So my job as a behavior modification specialist and a therapist is when I'm really good at what I do. So I forget to take my hat off. So I go to a family gathering, and I'm a therapist. I sit in the back, and I analyze, and I critique, and I dissect everybody. And somebody asks me a question, and I've already dissected them. And they say, hey, Brother Will, man, how you doing, brother? And my response is, hey, man, you know what? You need to do this. You need to do that. And they're like, whoa, whoa, hold up. I didn't ask to be critiqued. I'm just here as a family member. I'm just here as a friend. I thought you was having a barbecue. I thought we was here to play checkers. I can't remember the last time. Last night was the first time I went out and had fun without being a therapist. Now, that's very important for you to understand the departmentalization of your roles. Because otherwise, you're going to be doing or be thinking the wrong things, and that's going to empower you to be doing the wrong behavior, and that's going to be manifesting the wrong results. And then the people that are around you are not going to understand it. They're going to think you're a failure. They're not going to see God's design operating in your life. And they're going to think that you don't know what you're doing, when in actuality, you are producing everything that you're thinking. And so you got poverty because you're thinking poverty. Poverty is not a disease. Poverty is not an issue that can't be solved. Cancer is not a disease. There are a lot of people that don't have cancer. There are a lot of people that don't have diseases. But there are a lot of people that die from preventable diseases, because they don't have the knowledge base by which to establish the behavior that results in the manifestation of the results. So there is no such thing as a problem in your life. Now, I know you're probably thinking that that is not true, because I used to think the same way. But I'm here today as evidence. So whenever you meet somebody who has, and they tell you, man, brother, I got a problem that I can't solve, then you need to take them to my Facebook page and show them my picture and show them that, hey, this is what is called a miracle. Now, the definition of a miracle is something that happens with no scientific proof or base. Now, that isn't a miracle that I can't scientifically prove. Now, a miracle is just something that science has not caught up to yet. Now, God, for me, is the God of science and the God of math. So I can mathematically and scientifically or biologically prove everything that's inside of the Bible and outside of the Bible. So I can mathematically and I can scientifically and I can biologically prove every success and every problem that you have, because I've done it in my own life. So I can biologically and mathematically prove why this result and this behavior exists. And if I want to change that behavior, I can biologically and mathematically and scientifically change it. So can you. So my job is to teach you how to biologically and mathematically and scientifically and biblically change your behavior. So regardless of what camp you're in, I don't care if you're an atheist, I don't care if you're a biophysicist, I don't care if you are a Muslim, I don't care if you are a Christian, I don't care what you are, like Jesus, I'm going to meet you where you're at, and we're going to transcend your issue or your problem. That's what behavior modification does. That's what behavior modification is. That's what Clarinomics is. That's what the program is all about. So you have a thinking problem. All problems come down to that one. When you find it at its root, you're going to find underneath that you are thinking the wrong thoughts, because your life match your thoughts, because your thoughts is not a thing. It's more of a string. Let me say that again. Your thoughts is not a thing. Your thoughts is a string. Let me say that one more time. Your thoughts are not things. Your thoughts are strings. So if I take a string and I put it at point A and I draw a line and I stretch that string all the way across the universe to point B, then I am connected. So your thoughts to your behavior connect you to your manifestations. So if you take a piece of yarn, I would like for you to try this at home. And I would like for you to get a stick pin or one of those push pins that you can push into your wall. And I would like you to tie a piece of yarn around it and put put that pin in the wall at point A. Then go across and put the pin in the wall at point B. Then go down or somewhere else and put that pin in the wall at point C. So you got three pins in the wall. You got thoughts that determine behavior. that determine results. So those three things are always connected. Always connected. So you cannot change the stuff in your life unless you change the behavior in your life. And you can't change the behavior in your life unless you change the thinking in your life. Now, that sounds really simple, right? That's the hardest thing in the world is you have to do. In fact, most people, as I said before, only 2 out of 100 can do that. Only 2 people out of 100 people can do what I just said. 2. Are you one of the 2? Because most people don't understand stress without duress. So when you get under stress, that causes duress. That causes what we call behavior. So your behavior is the result of the stress that's in your life. And so your job is to remove that stress that is the result of the duress, that is the result of the mess. So this mess, that should be your message, because see, your message empowers you. Your stresses disembowels you. So your message is the thing, again, because that's your thoughts that determine your behavior, that determine your results. So my message is not for everybody, and my message is not for all time. So sometimes I don't have to be Master Teacher 33. Sometimes I don't have to be a life coach. Sometimes I don't have to do one-on-ones. Sometimes I don't have to do spiritual therapeutics. Sometimes I don't have to be or do behavior modifications. Sometimes I can just be a good brother to my brother. Sometimes I can just be a good father to my children. Sometimes I can just be a friend and listen. Sometimes I can just be a husband. There are many different roles that's going to allow me to accomplish different goals. But if I am in the wrong role, I will not accomplish my goal. So I've been in the wrong role. And the realization of something that is so simple yet so profound. So all of my misery, all of my distress is the result of my mess, which is the result of me not being out in the wrong role. Now, the better you are at being you, the more you are less likely to be somebody else. Let me say that again. This is really important. So if you're really good at your job, I'm talking like you are the top 10% at your job. So that way of thinking permeates in all other of your areas of your life because you're good at it. So when you come home, now on your job, you are very militant. On your job, people respect you. On your job, you're very blunt. On your job, you get like when I was in the military, like one of the hardest things, why the divorce rate, when I was in the Marine Corps, they said, hey, we want you to have a wife, we'll give you one. The Marines actually was against marriage. Now, I don't know what the Marine Corps does now, but when I was in the Marine Corps, they didn't like marriage because they said it made you weak. Because the feminization of the military was what the Marine Corps was against. That's why there was no joint training when I was in. There was no such thing as co-ed barracks and all of this stuff they got now. Women weren't in combat because combat was for killers. Combat was for people that eat babies. Combat was for ruthless, egotistical, psychopathic maniacs. We got awarded for doing bad behavior when I was in the Marines. So this watered down stuff they got now, I don't know what they got now. It's not the military when I was in. So what happens if you got a stone cold killer that eat babies and he go home to his wife? You know that most of the people that are homeless and walk around, they were all ex-Green Beret. They're all ex-Special Forces guys. These guys suffer from severe PTSD. Why? They are trained killers. So you got a trained killer that's good at killing, and you bring him home and you tell him to go pick up a baby. What? How they going to do that? They don't know nothing about caring, compassion. They're trained killers. Every good Marine is divorced, that I know. or their marriage sucks. Why? Because the Marine Corps is not family. Now, the Air Force is family friendly. Everybody on the Air Force, they don't really have marital problems. All of my higher up Marine Corps instructors, colonels, generals, all of them suckers were divorced. Because if you don't know how to departmentalize and you leave that Marine Corps bullshitness on base, when you come home, you take off that Marine Corps hat, you take off that Marine Corps uniform, and you become a loving, caring, compassionate father and a husband. They don't teach you how to do that. That's why most Marines suffer when they get out. When I got in the Marine Corps, it took me almost, 5 years to just decompress. I couldn't get a job. Everybody told me, I got in the Marine Corps and tried to go into the Army. They said I was too high strung. I tried to go in the Air Force. They said, we don't even accept Marines. And the reason they told me why they don't accept Marines to the Air Force, they said Marines are too high speed. They can't relax. So what do you guys think I've been doing in my relationship? Same thing. So if I don't understand, thankfully, I know that that was a problem. And I solve problems. Because I know that's a social problem. Because I serve a God that says that no weapons formed against me shall prosper, all who rise up against me shall fall. I serve a God that says he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can even ask or think. So thinking is everything to the God that I serve. So God said, hey, you get your mind right, we get your behavior right. We get your behavior right, we get your stuff right. So I know the process because I read the Constitution that you call the Bible. And in the Constitution, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So I know if I get in righteousness, which is the right position, the right state, the right mental disposition, if I get the right mental disposition, everything lines up. Why? God said, the president, the guy who wrote the Constitution, said that he honors the words in his Constitution above his own name. He said that the words of his Constitution, the words that's inside of the Constitution cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it was sent. Then he said, I'm going to make you an ambassador of the Constitution. That means you're a representative. That means that I'm going to let you speak on my behalf. So that means anything that you speak in line with the Constitution, it will manifest. So when I look at the Constitution said husband loves your wife the way Christ loved the church. The Constitution said it is a good thing that a man finds a wife. The Constitution said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So I know the Constitution and the author of the Constitution is for what I'm doing. So therefore, it is not possible to be a member of the Morningstar administration and have a bad marriage. That's not possible. So that means that I got stinking thinking. If I live in poverty, because the Constitution says that my father owns a cattle on a thousand. The Constitution says that he'd been rich. He'd been young and been old. Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The Constitution said it rains on the just and the unjust. The Constitution says that the lilies of the field, they neither sow nor reap. And are you not worth more than these? And if your heavenly Father takes care of them, how much more will he take care of you if you ask? So I know. I don't believe. I know. I'm not a believer. I'm a knower. Because I've proved it in my own life. So I know that if a problem exists in somebody's life, somebody's thinking is off, or they got the right thoughts, but they're in the wrong role. So I can't be a fire-breathing preacher at a kindergarten first grade class. I can't do that. I can't be didactic and speak and teach didacticus to kindergartners. That's wrong role, brother. So I need to make sure that you understand that. Moving forward, it's important that you examine your thoughts and your role. Make sure that your role is taking you in the direction of the right goal. So if I am playing the character in the play, now since I am the director and the star of my own movie, it would behoove me to know the difference between when I'm sitting in the director's chair and when I say action and I get out of the director's chair and now I jump into I am the lead character in my own play. So therefore, if I'm playing the character of Master Teacher 33, I need to put on that role so I can accomplish that goal. But when I come home, I got to take off that role, but I didn't do that. When I go to a party with my family and friends, I got to get out the director's chair. I got to get out of the Master Teacher 33 chair, but I didn't do that. I didn't departmentalize my life. I let Master Teacher 33, because I wanted that so bad and I was so good at it, that became me 24-7, 365. Now, you guys know, people be emailing me 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I would respond. On the weekends, I would respond. We would talk. I could talk esoteric. I would do videos. I could bring my wife on here right now. She would tell you what I've been doing for the last 8 years, nonstop, 24-7, videos, esoteric meetings, Greek and Hebrew, all day, every day. So I've accomplished my goal in the area of wealth. I've accomplished my goal in the area of health. I've accomplished my goal in the area of wisdom. But I haven't accomplished my goal in the area of relationship until yesterday. And what was that? Bring out that demon and kill him. And guess what the demon was? Me. Me trying to be all things to all people. My wife does not need, nor does she want, Master Teacher 33. Or no therapeutic sessions, or no 101s, or no esoteric Greek and Hebrew. She wants a loving, compassionate person that she can sit down, talk to, and have fun. Not somebody that always point out her flaws and shoving a freaking video in her face and asking her, hey, baby, read this. No, how about you read it yourself? I'm not interested. Next level thinking, brothers. Next level thinking, sisters. To do things that you've never done, you got to think thoughts that you've never thought. And you got to departmentalize roles that you never departmentalized. So don't bring what you do, what makes you good at home, don't bring that home. What makes you good at home, don't take it to work. So what makes me a good master teacher, I can't use that when it comes to being a good father. When it comes to being a good father, I may not be able to use that when it comes to being a good husband. And when it comes to being a good husband, I may not be able to use that when it comes to being a good friend. So I need to make sure that I am being, just like Jesus says, I become all things so that I can reach all people. Can you do that, brother? Can you do that, sister? Now, I've accomplished what I want to accomplish and what I wrote down, like I told you guys, in my book 20 years ago entitled The Eagles Club. And I put down there three things that were based upon 3 John. Brother, now worship above all things, that you prosper, number one, be in health, number two, as your soul prospers, mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, number three. I've done those 3 things, but relationship wasn't in there. So I added relationship to that, and I became from a 3-legged stool, which I used to talk about all the time, to a 4-legged stool. And it became wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So if I'd have done that from the beginning, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. But if I would have ordered it, it would have showed up, and the universe brings you everything. Now, I'm not talking about an ideal as I close. I'm not talking about an ideal. I'm not talking about a theory. I'm talking about something that if you do this and it doesn't work, I'll double your money back. So if you pay me $5,000, I'll give you back 10. If what I'm telling you doesn't work. Now, I know I will never pay out that $10,000. The universe says that his frequency cannot return void. So everything that I'm doing is universal. That means it's based upon scripture. I can find a Bible verse that backs up everything that I say and everything that I do since I started this. Because I started this in the church. That was the whole purpose of the Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. So let me make sure you understand. See, God honors, and I don't know, you can look this up, but God honors his word. He honors it. He honors his word. So when you say the word of God, now people can say a lot of stuff, but when I pray scriptures. I don't recommend you doing it because it happens. And if you pray the wrong scriptures, you're going to get the wrong results. See, God honors his word above his own name. Now that's very, very important for you to understand that. And that's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 138, verse 2. And you need to understand because God honors his own word. His the interest of his word unfolds life. That's inside of the book that everybody has already. And it's important to know that too. Because once you know that, then you have all power. You have the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power, and nothing shall harm you. So that's why I speak and teach the way that I do. Because I'm very, very, very confident, not in myself or in my ability, but in my God. So I'm just like Simba in the movie The Lion King, where Mufasa was standing behind him, and those hyenas had him in the corner, and he growled, "Row!" and they started laughing. And then Simba growled again. But this time it was Mufasa. Roared, and it was roar, and the hyenas ran. So long as you got Mufasa, the big G, that's the big stick. When you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you don't feel no evil. That's why I don't do fear, because I got the big G. And everything I do is in line with the big G. And I highly recommend, I know, if you're hanging out with me, everything that you do is going to be in line with the big G. So my brothers and sisters, moving forward. I won't be responding to, like, a lot of emails and stuff on the weekends because, again, I'm taking off that hat. I understand my role now. I've accomplished my goal in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom. Now I'm bringing my relationship up to that same level. I highly recommend that you do the same thing, that you departmentalize your life, that you spend time being a mother or father or a good brother or a good sister. Spend time with your family because one day you're going to wake up, they may not be here. I got my biological father that I don't even hardly see him. I've been so busy, but I've accomplished my goal, though. I set it up this way. I'm not apologizing. I hurt people by setting it up this way, but that was not my intention. I've apologized to my wife. I should have did it differently. I should have put her first instead of wealth. That was a mistake that I made. But we live and we learn. So you guys can learn from my mistake. If you got a significant other, you might want to put her or him first, then wealth, then health. Then wisdom. Relationships might want to be first, if that's important to you. Brothers and sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Again, I love you. I appreciate you. For everybody part of the Clarinomics, we'll kick back or get started back again on Monday. I love you guys. And remember, if you guys refer anybody to the program, I will pay you $1,000. Fill it if a payment is in full, or if it's a monthly payment, anybody that you refer that becomes a part of what we are doing. And all we're doing is modifying behavior. If you know somebody, I will send them my book free along with 10 audios that explain the program. So just send me their email. I'll take it from there. If you know somebody, email me their email address. I will email them, and I'll join them. I'll sign them up. Now, if you're good enough to do it, knock yourself out. If you got your testimony together, knock yourself out. But if not, hey, just give me the interview. That's all I need. Send me their email address. I will email them. I'll sign them up, and I'll just send you the money. Love you. Appreciate you. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. I am Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun and money grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Illusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh? Where you going?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.
I'm like, I don't want to mess them up.